Come with me if you want to live.
What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark
and Brooke.
And this week we are talking about my pick of August, and I chose 2011's The Raid.
Yes.
Or The Raid Redemption, depending on where you look.
Very confusing.
I had to double check and make sure that they were the same movie, and like, The Raid Redemption wasn't a different one that I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Because like IMDb has Redemption, but Letterboxd doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyways, The Raid Redemption from 2011. This is a second watch for me.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Yeah, I think I watched it back whenever it first came out, like maybe a year or two after.
Yeah, I was late to the game. I think I watched it for the first time. Like I watched both of them like back to back, like 5 years ago, maybe 4 years ago.
Yeah. I've never watched the second one.
It's
crazy.
It's better. Yeah.
Better. Holy shit. Okay.
Crazier. Yes.
Fuck me. All right. I'm going to have to watch it then.
Yeah.
All right. Before we talk about this movie, let's kick off our box office news and booze. What are you drinking tonight?
I am all out of beer, so I am drinking our good old Luxacasa, or whatever the fuck you say it, Ben. Fucking guy.
He's gonna just jump through his phone at some point at us.
Then what he does is he like will just message the group like 5 days after the episode was released, and just like we'll say just a random thing, and like, oh yeah, we talked about that like a week and a half ago.
The other day, whenever he messaged us about Hoth.
Yeah.
Which is the snow planet on Star Wars. He just said Hoth. And we're just like, what? And I totally forgot that we were talking about it on our Ready Player One episode with Erica.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I don't know. We don't retain a lot of information up here in Canada.
Apparently not. Thanks for listening.
And for being a bro. Sarah's dad's birthday was last weekend, and he's not a big wine guy, but he got three bottles of wine for his birthday, so he dropped them off to us.
Nice.
I am drinking a Trius Late Autumn Off Dry Riesling. Because I know what all those words mean.
I like me a good Riesling. That's a white wine, right?
Yeah, it's white.
Yeah, nice.
It's very good.
Yeah.
I'm drinking it in a red wine glass, but
nice.
Whatever.
I didn't know that was a thing, to be honest, so.
It is. Yeah. It's all about the aeration. I know my shit. Not really, but anyways, what did you watch this week?
Lots of stuff. I've been trying to complete my Letterboxd collections, if you will. Right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if I talked... No, I talked about Deadpool 2. I don't think I talked about Godzilla X-Con.
No, you didn't.
The New Empire. Finally watched it. Just kind of threw it on a Saturday while I was doing my Lego. It was not great.
Better too question. Long. What Lego were you building?
Oh, I took apart my Thanos Infinity Gauntlet.
Okay.
Because like it was sitting in a box for like over a year since we moved. And there was a couple pieces that were like falling off, so... Said fuck it, take it apart, rebuild it. So nice. And it stops me from buying other Lego, so you know. The movie, so the movie, it was all right, a couple cool fights, but really that's it. So finally watched a movie that that you got from Ben, speaking of Ben. And you let me borrow probably 4 years ago.
It was a long time ago,
So I probably watched The Last Circus. I did not like it. Just weird movie. It took a turn, we'll say that.
It did.
Been finished my X-Men collection, so watched X-Men Apocalypse. It's a second watch for me. It's not as bad, I think, as people say it is. It has some parts in it, you know. Watched Happy Death Day for the first time. So I'm trying to also watch my movies that I've bought and haven't watched yet. So I liked it a lot, actually. I'm excited to watch the sequel. So, and then I closed out my X-Men watch with Dark Phoenix. This was a first-time watch for me, and it will be the last time I ever watch this movie.
That bad, eh?
It is bad, man. Like, yeah, it's just does not do the comics justice, and like some of the parts is just so dumb and yeah, not good. And then I watched War for the Planet of the Apes, because the new one is on Disney Plus now, so want to watch that and kind of finish it that collection. So
Nice. Sweet.
that's it.
Nice.
What about you?
I watched Pinocchio. Continue on with my Disney watch.
Yeah, nice.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's fucking scary.
The whole Pleasure Island there, it's fucking, and like as I'm watching it, I'm just like, this is like Epstein Island type shit. Like I feel like this is like a metaphor for some fucking sketchy stuff. Like just an island where all these boys go and they basically get like tainted. Shit. But yeah, it's really good. I found a website and it's got, well, it's the Disney website, but they have the list of all their movies in chronological or in like released chronological order.
Oh, nice.
So I think that's how I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna start with like the very first because I did Snow White and what's the other one? Oh, I guess just Snow White. Snow White and then Pinocchio. I've started watching Fantasia because that's the next one up.
It's crazy how old those movies are. Like, you don't really
Dude, right?
realize, right?
Yeah. Like Snow White is 87 years old. That's nuts, man.
Like, if you tell me, like, just watching it, it's like, oh yeah, the movie came out probably like fucking the 50s or something, or like the 60s. But no.
Yeah. Snow White will be turning 100 in no time. But yeah, I started Fantasia the other night. I think I need to get high and watch it because it's definitely a trip. Brady watched or wanted to watch SpongeBob Sponge Out of Water, so we watched that, much to my chagrin. Our buddy Alan and I, he came over with his kid, so we watched The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare,
Nice.
which was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I want to watch it.
Yeah, it was fun. And then I was telling you, I've been trying to get Brady to watch like movies that I grew up watching, and he's agreed to it. But then whenever I asked him if he wanted to watch one, he said, no, let's watch Sonic instead for the 50th time. So we watched that.
Nice.
And then I watched Borat's
Random.
subsequent movie film.
Nice.
It was on Prime, and I was like, I haven't watched this yet. It's quite the movie. It's
I haven't seen it since it first came out, so I don't really remember much from it, but
Yeah.
yeah.
It's definitely something.
Definitely, yeah.
That's been it. Started season two of The Bear. I'm really trying to catch up on some TV
Nice.
shows. I've only watched the first episode of it, but I'm excited to kick it off. That's it. All right, the box office, an interesting one.
I'm excited to hear it.
In fifth place, we have Inside Out 2 still with 6.8 million.
I'm pretty sure it's now in the top 10 of all time grossing films.
Let's see.
I think it just took spot 10 all time.
10th place, $1.5 billion. Still has a ways to go to get to number one, but I mean,
What's number nine at?
number nine is The Lion King, the live action,
Yeah.
and it's at 1.6 billion. So it's like
Okay.
right on its tail. It's less than a
Okay.
hundred, or yeah, less than 100 million away.
All right.
Anyways, let's get back to the other one. Okay. In fourth place, Despicable Me 4 with 11.4 million.
Still on there, right?
Yep. In third place, in its opening weekend, we have Trap.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, at 15.4 million. Twisters in second place still.
Nice.
22.8 million. And of course, Deadpool and Wolverine, $96.8 million.
96, eh?
Its total domestic is 395 million.
Damn.
This is also the only movie in the top nine that has opened in more theaters than it has like dropped. Like, worded that really weird. So it's gone up in theater releases,
Yeah.
whereas everything else is like theaters are dropping the movies out.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Pretty eclectic top five.
Yeah.
What do we have for 4Ks?
Should take a look. All right. Kind of fitting for this movie, sort of. John Wick Stash Book.
That is so
Movie
sick.
one to three. It's pretty cool.
Sucks that it doesn't have the fourth one in it, though.
Well, that's true, actually. Bill and Ted's Most Triumphant Trilogy. It's a pretty sick movie case. Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. Bill and Ted Face the Music, which I haven't watched yet. Dragonheart, Hackers, and Collateral.
Nice. I
Not
remember
bad.
loving Dragonheart. I don't know if it's gonna hold up or not, but
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've seen that movie. I don't know. It sounds
that came out
familiar.
when we were like, I remember watching in like grade two. All right, ready to kick off this movie discussion?
Yes, sir.
Kick off.
Good one.
Ha ha ha. All right, like we said in the intro this week, we're talking about the Raid Redemption from 2011. Starting off with the synopsis, a SWAT team becomes trapped in a tenement run by a ruthless mobster and his army of killers and thugs. Basic synopsis. Is it really a SWAT team? Like, I always thought SWAT was just American.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe not. It was directed by Gareth Evans, who did The Raid 2 as well. He did Apostle, which is a pretty decent horror movie that came out a few years back. Gangs of London, which is a TV show, and he did a segment in VHS 2, also another
I
horror movie.
was surprised that he directed this, but I feel like. I thought he's done more stuff than just that. Like, is he more a producer? Like,
No, his only producing credits are the movies that he's directed, pretty much.
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. His name sounds a lot more. I don't know.
The cast, this is in Indonesia. Yeah, Indonesian movie. Yeah, it is. So first up, we have Iko Uwe, who played Rama. Joe Taslim played Jaka. Yayan Ruyian played Mad Dog. And Donnie Alamsiya played Andy. Little tidbit of information. The guy who played Mad Dog is actually Iko Uwe's trainer for the
Oh, no
martial
way.
arts. Yeah.
Yeah, he was in John Wick, chapter
Yes.
three.
Some trivia here. So the martial arts used in this movie is called Pencak Silat, Silay, an indigenous fighting style of Indonesia. Every actor who played a member of the SWAT team went through a training program with Kopaska, which is the Indonesian Navy Special Ops Unit,
Okay.
to study the techniques used. And then there's something else too. Oh, Yayan Ruyan, who played Mad Dog, he once trained the Pensukan Pengamanan President, which is the Indonesian Presidential Security Force. So it's like the equivalent of the US Secret Service. So he trained them. So this guy's like the fucking real deal.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know. Did you have any honorable mentions?
Not really honorable mentions, but usually when we look at like the stunt credits on movies, it's like usually anywhere between fucking 25 people and up to 50 people, right? This one has 8 people, and very interesting. I don't know how or why Gareth Evans has only done a couple of these movies, like maybe has more in the bag, but he was actually one of the action choreographers on this movie, along with Yayan Ruin and Iko Uwais. So, and there was one stunt performer, two stunt performers, and that's it. So, like, everyone did their own shit, right? It's crazy.
It's very, very impressive because the fight scenes in this movie are nuts.
Yeah.
Very crazy. I told you that I had found a website that talked about the stunts and stuff in this movie. So it's on slashfilm.com. And the title of the article is "The Raid's Brutal Action Scenes Were as Dangerous as They Look." So, Iko Uwais, he got injured a few times. He fucked up his knee a couple times.
Yeah.
But he's benched for a whole week due to a knee injury. He likes to listen to Toni Braxton's "Unbreak My Heart" before performing these scenes
All right.
to get himself hyped up. I don't know if you remember or not, but there was one scene where he's fighting a guy, one of the machete guys, and they're fighting in the hallway, and then he throws him over the balcony. So that fight before he throws him, it was like at the end of the day, everybody's super tired, but they like Gareth really wanted to get this one scene done. So Iko and the other actor were just like, fuck it. Let's go balls to the wall. We'll get the perfect shot. And they had worked on Evan's first movie, Moranto, together. So they kind of knew each other's limitations and they legitimately fought each other. Like they were hitting each other, elbowing each
Yeah.
other, kicking each other. Like it was just
Jeez.
fucking all out. There was
Yeah.
no holding back because they wanted to get that shot so they could basically call it quits for the night.
Damn.
But yeah. Some impressive shit with this movie.
Yeah. So just looking, Gareth does have a movie in production right now. It's called Havoc, and synopsis is: after a drug deal gone wrong, the Bruce detective must fight his way through the criminal underworld to rescue a politician's estranged son, unraveling the deep web of corruption and conspiracy that ensnares his entire city. So it kind of sounds a bit similar to this a bit. But the top billed cast is Tom Hardy, Timothy Oliphant,
Damn.
and Forest Whitaker.
Shit. All-star cast.
Yeah. So could be interesting.
I wonder if any of these guys will make appearances in it.
I didn't see quickly.
To keep an eye out for that one then. All right. Ready to talk about this movie?
Yes, sir. So yeah, I mean, this movie doesn't have much of a story to it. A little bit, stuff trickled in here and there. To be honest, I only recognize and know two characters throughout the whole movie and their names. So Brahma is our main guy, and then Mad Dog is the only one ever other one that I know like their name by looking at their character. So basically it starts off right Rick gets in right into it. Rama is a works for the police, like a SWAT member. He's doing all this training stuff like this, and then you see that his wife is pregnant, and kind of introduces like family a bit. So like there's like some stakes that are involved in this, but like really throughout the movie, like it does kind of play back to that, but you don't really feel that in the movie.
It's not like his driving force or anything like that. Like, it doesn't feel like it.
And then he is talking to, I believe, his dad, and he's talking about how I'll bring him back, stuff like this. So you kind of get that he's going in there as well to bring someone back who you find out is his brother who works for this mob boss. What do you think of the first scene that we meet the mob boss?
Dude, like, holy fuck, man. It's
Yeah.
fucking, it's 5 minutes into the movie and he executes five people.
Yeah.
We don't really know why. He's just, the scene cuts to his office and he's eating a bowl of ramen and he sets the bowl down, gets up with a gun, fucking, he's got five guys lined up and he walks up behind the first four, fucking pops them in the head, runs out
Yeah.
of bullets. Places the bullet or the gun down on the fifth guy's shoulder. And he's like, hold on to this. I'll be right back. He goes back
Yeah.
to his desk and you see he opens up the drawer and like five bullets roll to the front of the drawer, but he's got a hammer in there too. And I was like, oh shit. Picks up this hammer and goes over and just fucking clocks this guy over the head with the claw part of the hammer.
Yeah.
But I was like, all right, this is setting the tone for the rest of this movie.
Yeah, definitely, fucking crazy introduction. So basically this guy like runs Indonesia, basically, or the city, like owns this whole huge high-rise building, and the residents in it, most of them, they work for him, and like things they do, they earn a spot in his like residency, right? So it's kind of cool. And he says that like other gangs have tried to take over his patch but failed to do so. So like this guy has a lot of power, right? We see the SWAT team arriving at the building. The main detective or whatever, the leader, the sergeant,
Wahoo.
he
Yeah, Wahoo. Wahoo.
okay. He has this whole team, maybe like, I don't know, 10 guys, 12 guys. And then his second in command realizes that he's brought in some like rookies along with him. And like his second in command is like, why are you bringing these guys? Like, this is a highly dangerous mission. Like, we need the best of the best. And he's like, oh, they can just stay at the back. So they sneak up to the building. There's a guy there, one of the residents trying to get in the building. And then they kind of send him aside, be like, hey, you got to get it out of here. And he's arguing back and forth with the second command. And he's like, I need to get my wife, her medication upstairs. And the guy, second man, is like, yelling. I'm like, you need to get the fuck out of here. Like, it's dangerous. And the guy is like arguing back and forth. And then Rama like chips in and he is like, man, like, just calm down. Like, which room is your wife in? And the guy's like still like yelling, and then Rama's like, well, you got two choices. Like, well, you have no choice really. Like, either you deal with me, stick with me, or you stick with him. And so they'll bring the guy along with them. And his wife is on the seventh floor, I believe. Yeah, so I mean, the movie is very fast. Like, a lot of stuff happens very quickly. I like the shots where they're running up like the stairs, and you see like it go quickly, like four, five, six, seven, like making their way up. And they're just like busting in doors. Like, I don't know if they know like which doors have like the mobsters or the gangs in it,
I feel like they're just t checking every door
and just arresting anyone who's in there.
or arresting anyone that's suspicious anyways.
I mean, the one guy, he just shit his pants. He didn't do anything, man. Come on. What do you think of the scene when they first see the little kid in the hallway scene there?
I understand why the lieutenant did what he did, but at the same time, it
Yeah,
was
that's a
like,
hell of a shot.
that was, yeah, hell of a shot. And it was like, Jesus. So, yeah, like they're climbing up the staircase and there's this balcony kind of thing, and the kid sees them coming up and he starts running and he runs through this door. And as the door is shutting, the lieutenant, who's the guy in charge of everyone, just fucking picks up his rifle and pow. And it's a slow, like the kid's already through the door. So I was like, what happened to that bullet? Like, where'd that go? Kid's already through the door. And then we see from his angle, and he's yelling at another kid that's up on the next floor that the cops are coming. And as he's yelling that, the bullet blasts through the door and fucking catches him right in the side of the neck. It was such a cool shot. Like, but I don't know. It was, yeah, understandable, but it was kind of shitty.
Yeah, because even I'm gonna get his name because I don't want to keep saying his fucking right hand man.
Bowo.
Well, I think Jaka. I think
No,
it's Jaka.
Jaka.
Jaka, he's because they get up to the door and they see this kid just like come out, you know, he's just chilling. He sees the cops and like freezes and they tell the kid like quiet, like they put their guns down and then he books it, then like at the shooting happens, and then after Jack is like yelling at the lieutenant, like, why the fuck did you do that? Like it was so unnecessary. And it
Turns out it
kind
was
of
very
was because
necessary.
it was too late, really, right?
Yeah,
Like
yeah.
so they go running through this door and then they see the kid up top that he yelled to. And the kid is like in shock because he just probably saw his friend get killed, like on a was like 12, maybe 13.
Yeah.
And they're running upstairs, and the kid's just still like in shock, just like looking down at his friend. And like the one cop is like trying to fucking put pressure on his neck, but it's probably dead. So they run upstairs, and then like, do they fire a shot at him?
No, they bust through the door, and then that's what snaps the kid out.
So he's like running around. He runs through a room, and a cop like just gets to him, but he like hits a button and yells police or something like that. And then, like, I love the kind of intensity of this scene because, like, the kid is down. He has him, like, his mouth covered. And the red light is on, and he just, like, they're not saying anything, just, like, quiet. And then, like, turns the button off and then goes upstairs and it has the red light to where the boss's room is.
And he already knows that they're there because he's got like fucking 20 screens with all the cameras on them. And he's just standing there watching everything unfold.
So he cuts all communications to the building, says lock it down and to call the neighbors. So he's got some help on the way.
And he
And
tells, sorry, go ahead.
no, go ahead.
I was going to say he goes over like the intercom system throughout the whole building and says, if you help me kill them, then you'll get to stay here rent free.
And I mean, this is when shit really starts hitting the fan, man. We see outside in some building, these two guys come up with like these fucking big ass fucking rifles, those shrouds on blankets, just fucking quietly put it down. One guy's just like, okay, you take the one on the right, I'll take the one on the left. They fucking shoot these two cops, and then one of them is still like yelling. And the one guy goes to take him out, and his buddy is like, nah, just let him scream. And
These
then
guys are
like
fucking ruthless, man.
yeah and they're just up in the room where the cops some of the cops are. The cop hears the other cop screaming, and as soon as you see him walk to the window, you're like, bad idea. And then one of the cops, I don't know, I forget who it was, Jacka maybe, but he's like tries to stop him. He's like, no, don't. And then just fucking shot right through the eyeball. And then meanwhile that's happening, there's a guy that is sitting in a chair with his hands tied behind his back with the zip ties. And then you just see him like, he like fucking, I don't think he pops his shoulders out, but he fucking gets out of the tie wrap, reaches under the table, there's like a fucking big ass knife under there, and yeah, just fucking kills another cop. Two guys in the truck, they get lit the fuck up by just like three guys walking up with these big ass machine guns. And yeah, man.
That scene was crazy too, just the way that they walk up. fucking blasts the whole thing.
So the cops in the middle, Rama and the whole team, they're kind of screwed, man, because they're stuck in the middle of this building. They got people coming from the top, people coming from the bottom, right?
Yeah. Shortly after all this too, we learn that this mission wasn't like approved by the police force, so like no reinforcements are going to come in, because Jack is telling Wahoo to call in reinforcements because like they're fucked, they're sitting ducks in there basically,
Yeah,
and
because they're
he's
stuck in that in the staircase, and
yeah.
it's all dark. Like this whole scene coming up is so sick.
And yeah, he ends up telling him like nobody's coming, like we're on our own.
Yeah. And Jack is like realizes like you just killed us all, like you fucked us. Right? But this scene was so sick.
Ah, oh, dude, the way it was shot and like,
Like,
yeah.
I would love to own like a 4K version of this. I don't know if there is one, but
There
like,
is actually, but it's
oh,
like
is there?
$55.
Because like I rented this on Google, and it is a very grainy movie. Like it came out like what, 2011, 2012.
2011.
It
2011, but
looks,
it's very small budget.
yeah, like it looks like it came out in like the early 2000s. It's very grainy and dark look, which is not a bad thing, but just I think I would love to see the high res version of this.
It was very much like an Ong Bak kind of
Yeah.
cinematography.
But yeah, this scene is really cool. So they're sitting in like the dark basically, and there's like maybe like eight of them left. And they're sitting there, and then you can see there's like two doors on either side, and there's like white sunlight underneath. And one of the cops sees like footsteps. So one of the cops goes up, and the people on their side are like moving the door handle. And then meanwhile, up top, like overlooking where they're at, there's like six guys with assault rifles, and like it's dark, like you can't see up there when you're looking from the bottom. But one of the cops, like, he like turns around and he's like looking up there, and I think he knows that there's people up there because the one cop by the door, the door's like opening and the cop is about to like shoot them, but then the other cop, you know, tells them like, "Wait, wait, wait," but it's like too late. And then we see get that like slow-mo shot of like from the top where the assault guys are. You see like the shotgun blast go off and it creates the light and you see all the cops and they just get lit the fuck up. Like I thought that was such a cool scene.
Yeah. And like you can see the shadow of all the guys above them
Yeah.
from that shotgun blast too. So
Yeah.
it just,
Yeah.
yeah, it's such a really cool cinematic scene.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yes.
the bad guys have the high ground, so they get
Yeah.
fucked up real quick.
Yeah.
And I think
Yeah.
there's what, like four of them that are able to escape?
Yeah, I think yeah, four or five, yeah. So they get through, they end up in this room with just not bad people, but just some random people. You kind of start realizing that Rama's brother is like one of the kind of right-hand men of Tama. And they start getting like blasted. One of them gets like blasted through the window. They get shot. And then they barricade the door in this room and they have to try and get out, but like they can't. So then Rama searches around and finds like a weak point in the floor and just fucking starts busting with the axe. They get through down there, and then just more people coming through, and like this is kind of like one of the first like hand-to-hand combat fight scenes, and I forget it's if it's like Rama or Jaka just takes the axe and just smashes the one guy in the neck, and the guy doesn't die right away. He like gets pissed off. He like grabs the axe.
There was one scene in this part too where a guy, like one of the bad guys, is dropping down through the floor, and I think it's Rama,
Oh man, that was like.
catches him mid-air as he's dropping through the floor and just
Yeah.
runs at the window and just hawks him out the window. I'm like,
That
that
was
was
so
so
sick.
badass.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminded me of like a fucking Goldberg spear or something like that, man. Like, It was so violent and timed so well because, like, he doesn't know that he's falling through the floor. Like, the guy falls and he just times it perfectly. Just,
Yeah,
it's
it's
sick.
great.
So, there and there, they have like a fridge that's like up against the one door. And then, Rama tells the guy, like, okay, I'm gonna throw this grenade in the fridge, turn the fridge around. So, they fucking throw the grenade in, turn the fridge around, like, so the open door is facing the door. And just fucking blows up, blasts them back in the
Yeah.
fridge, kills like eight people in the hallway.
During all this too, one of the cops, Bowo is his name, he gets shot in the stomach and they blast his ear off too. I'm only mentioning him because he sticks around for the rest of the movie.
So we see the help, some more help coming in for Tama. It's a few guys with his fucking big ass machetes. There's only a few cops left, and there's like maybe four or five left at this point. So they're kind of splitting up. It's kind of confusing as to like what floor they're on because like I thought they were on the sixth floor because Rama goes up back up a floor to the seventh floor. And then the other guys, Jaka and Wubo or whatever the lieutenant, they go through a door in another part. So they're sticking on this floor.
Yeah, so there's five of them left. Jaka and Bowo go back upstairs through the hole in the floor. No, Rama and Bowo, sorry. And then Jaka, Wayu, and Dagu. They are the three that stay down below.
I thought Jacket was the one that was the Rama because he's the one that got his ear blasted and shot.
No, Bowo is the one that got blasted
Oh,
and
okay.
shot. Jack is the one who's the second in command, and he fights Mad Dog later on
Right.
in the
Yes.
room.
So he's upstairs. Rama's upstairs trying to get him help because he's trying to find the guy that they helped bring upstairs to his wife. So they're trying to find a room. It is like 726 or something like that. One of my favorite fights in this whole movie. Just
So good.
it's nonstop. Like this movie's like 1 hour and 40 minutes or something like that, and like it doesn't really feel like it because the fight scenes, like this fight scene and like a couple fight scenes, are like 10 minutes to 15 minutes. Like it feels like it, and just.
That's something I bring up in my review later on. It's the pacing in this movie is unreal. But have you played Sifu?
I did, yeah.
So this scene reminded me of the one hallway fight that you do like in the first mission of Sifu.
Yeah.
Cause just like wave after wave after wave of guys coming in. It's just
Yeah.
fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like a old boy too.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
So right now Rama just has a knife and his baton. And it's so fast paced. There's so much fucking action. Like, it's so hard to keep up with like some of the stuff that happens. But like, yeah, man, some of the kills and just the choreography, and it's just crazy. I love it when they fucking just pick up a guy and just like
I was just
throw
gonna
him.
say that. Like, catch him midair as he's doing a kick and just fucking throw face first into a wall. There was one kill in this scene that I was like mind blown by. Him and the guy are like fighting, and there's like dome lights on the side of the wall, and he takes the guy's head and smashes it into the dome light, and then like fucking boom, smashes his head like as he's falling down three more times at different heights on the wall. But it was just so quick, and I'm like, how do you do that? Like, crazy.
And I love too, like immediately as soon as he, like most of the guys in this movie are like wearing like white or like light colored clothing. And like as soon as like Rama just like stabs the guy here and then here, immediately like, blood stains coming out of their fucking shirt.
He actually broke one of these guys is a stunt double, and he actually broke one of his ribs during this scene.
I believe it.
The guy that he stabs him while he's laying down, and he stabs him three times in the chest, and he broke one of his ribs.
Yeah, because the other guy he has with him, who's like kind of hurt. Rama is like around the corner by the room, and the guy that's hurt is like crawling because he's like fucking almost dead. And he has like the knife, and he's going, and then like one kid like tries to kill him and just fucking grabs him, throws him down, just like bam, 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 bam. Like,
Yeah, that was the one actually.
yeah. Fucking brutal, man. So they get to the man's door, and the machete guys are coming up stairs because they heard one of the gunshots from someone fired a gun up here. So they come running up here because they almost caught Jacka and the other guys, right? They almost ran into them, but so they're going upstairs, and Rama's like gets to the door, and he knocks on the door and doesn't answer, or knocks again, and the guy is basically like, yeah, I can't let you in. His wife is in the background, like, don't get involved. And Rama's like, man, you need to help us, like, or we're gonna die. Like, they're coming. So he lets them in, and immediately he brings them to like this secret kind of wall in the back. And I fucking hated this scene.
It was,
It was very reminiscent of Evil Dead.
yeah.
I fucking hate it. It's a sick scene, but just a cringe, man. Can do it. So they're in like this wall that's, I don't know if it's a part of the building or this guy built it.
Yeah, because the machete guy knew that it was a false wall. So yeah, maybe he did build it out.
So they come running in there. There's like six of them, and he's like, we're looking for this guy, like we're gonna search the apartment. And he just immediately starts stabbing the wall, and Rama and the other guy are in there like going back as far as they can, and the fucking machete's coming through. And then like the injured guy's like on the ground, and Rama's like standing up, and the fucking machete goes through and like slices Rama's fucking cheek. And then the guy gets distracted because the wife or one of the dad, the husband is like, they're not in here, like get the fuck out of here. And so the guy leaves, but leaves the machete in there, and it's like stuck in his face. And he like puts his hands up to try and like, I don't know if it's like trying to push it away from his face or what he's trying to do.
I think it was that, and so whenever he pulled the machete out, because he kind of closes his hand over the blade. So I think he was wiping the blood off of it while he was pulling it out.
That's fucking smart.
Because if he pulls it out and he sees blood, then he's going to know that he hit someone on the other side, right?
Fuck, I didn't think of that. Yeah, that's smart. So he fucking pulls out the machete, and it, I don't like it. The brother is like, Tama sends Mad Dog and the brother down to take care of business, but they split up. So the brother takes the elevator with like a couple guys, and Mad Dog takes the stairs. And then the brother ends up killing the guys in the elevator, which I was surprised at. But he still ends up staying with, like, at the apartment. So it's like he just can't get away from kind of the violence and all this, right?
I think he knew that Rama was part of the SWAT team, right? So I think he was
At
trying to
this point,
help
do you
him.
think so?
Well, they had them all on camera and shit, right?
That's true. Yeah.
So I think that's why he killed the two guys, and then he was going to help him try and get out.
Right. So like you said before, now they're fighting against the big machete guys, and Rama is like pretty much on his own, right? Like in this room, just owns the machete guys. Like there's a fucking short guy of dreads who like at one point he just like fucking picks him up and like smashes him against the wall. Like it's so funny. He gives a fucking suplex to the main guy, machete guy, and then like you said before, one of the most brutal fucking deaths.
It was nuts.
Rama just fucking kicks this guy or does something off of the like where they had the gunfight before, and the guy lands on the fucking pillar, and his back just instantly breaks. It's like that was brutal.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I figured we were just going to watch him fall right to the ground. And just, yeah, the way he lands, he just fucking folds up like a card table.
Rama ends up tackling one of the guys through the window, fucking falls like three flights, and then ends up on the fucking staircase, goes into a window, and then like some like fucking druggy guy is like, "How'd you get down here?" or something, like, "Where'd you come from?" And now who's fighting Mad Dog right now?
Jacka.
Yeah, Jaka. Yeah, it's fighting Mad Dog. Because like they're in the hallway, and Jaka ends up like killing a couple guys, has a knife, and then Mad Dog comes up with the gun and like has the gun pointed at him. And Mad Dog's not saying anything, but he's like, like moving his gun, like, "Put your knife down." And he's like, moves the gun, like, "Turn around, go in the room." So they go in the room and close the door, and Mad Dog, I fucking love Mad Dog. Like,
He is easily my favorite character in this movie, and like very high on my favorite characters in
you
like
know
any
what I
martial
just
arts movie.
thought of? What was that other fucking movie we did? The Korean one, the fucking baby.
Hard boiled.
Yes. Was the fucking main bad guy in that who he liked also named Mad Dog? I feel like it was.
It's just the name that we like.
Yeah, it was Mad Dog. So I
Really?
wonder if they took that from Hard Boiled.
Maybe.
But Mad Dog, he puts his gun down, takes off his like fucking sweater or something, and he starts telling Jacket, like, "Yeah, I don't like guns." Like that whole speech of him,
So good.
so good. He's I forget what exactly he says, but something about like the more, it's more personal or some, I don't know, I forget what it is.
Yeah, he was saying that like you have a gun, like paraphrasing, but he's like, doesn't take any skill, like anybody can pull a trigger, like, and then you just pull a trigger and it's like bang, you're dead. And he takes the clip out, fucking cocks it so the extra bullet falls out, and then I just thought it was such a cool setup to this scene because he's just doing it like super calmly, and I was like, is he just gonna let this guy leave? Like, what's going on here? And then he gets up in front of him and he gets into his stance, and I'm like, oh, this is what we're doing.
Yeah, like the fights with Mad Dog are so fucking good. Like this guy is like, I don't know, 5'4", and just like he would kill me.
Not even a question.
Just he's so quick and powerful with his fucking elbows and knees, and it's crazy, man.
I thought Jacka was gonna kill him, like win, because Jacka's huge. Like he towered over this guy and he's jacked as shit. And like there was a couple times where I was like, okay, here's where it's gonna end. And then fucking Mad Dog just kicks the ever living fuck out of this guy.
Meanwhile, while this is happening, Rama is in a room with his brother. They go, because the brother catches him and then takes him in the room, and Rama tells him, like, "You need to come with me and get away from all this." And the brother's like, "You came here for this mission just for this?" And like Rama says, like, "No, like I've been dreading this mission," and then ends up telling him, like, the brother says, "I'm not going anywhere." And the Rama's like, "You're gonna be an uncle." And then still the brother is like, "Did you think that telling me that was gonna change my mind?" And the brother's like, "Get the fuck out of here, man. Like, what are you doing here? Like, you know you're probably gonna die. Like, you have a family that's coming, right?"
I think he's just like too far into it now that he can't just leave.
So yeah, they end up leaving. And Jaka, is Jaka die? No, Jaka doesn't die, right?
Yeah, he does. He
He
snaps his
does.
Mad Dog snaps his neck.
Oh, right. So one of the next big fight scenes is the drug room. fight scene. Just again, very fucking chaotic. This one is kind of more I don't know, prettier because there's like more room and they can use like more stuff. Like they use tables, fucking like slide on the table, like throw fucking filing cabinets on each other. There's one really fucking brutal kill. Rama like puts a guy in the ground and just like stomps on his head, and the guy's like neck just like twists. Ugh.
One kill that we forgot to mention, I meant to bring it up, with the machete guys, the guy with the dreads that you were talking about, his whenever he kills him, so he throws one guy through the door, so the door like splinters, but down at the bottom there's still jagged pieces of wood sticking
Oh,
up,
right. Yeah.
and he basically like fucking almost like RKOs this guy and just fucking slams him down, and the guy's just like laying there dead, and I'm like,
Yeah.
okay. And then it pans, the camera pans out, and you just see that the wood has gone up in through his chin. And I was like, oh,
Yeah.
dude, so sick.
Yeah. Yeah. So that whole like fight scene is it's sick. There's like fucking cocaine flying around because there's people like sliding on the tables, and yeah, it's sick. So there is three cops left. The brother is upstairs with the Tama, and Mad Dog is also up there, and Mad Dog brought back, I think, one of the cops, right? Or he killed. No, he did bring back. He br did bring back one of the cops because Tama is like, well, Mad Dog brought back me something, and the brother says like, oh, I couldn't find him when everyone was dead already, and then Tama like smashes the brother on the fucking table and like makes him look at the monitor, and he sees that he brought the brother into the room, and then they left together. So basically, you know, he knows that his brother's there and he's not in. He thinks that he's helping his brother, basically. And so Mad Dog is beating the fuck out of his brother. The three cops are going up the stairs, and the two go up, but Rama sees in the door, the steel door, his brother's shirt and like someone getting to beat the fuck up. So Rama just goes in, and Mad Dog is there just beating the fuck out of this guy. And Mad Dog, like, man,
He's so calm, cool, and collected.
he's such an OG. Like, so his brother is like tied up, like chained up in the air, and Rama comes in, closes the door, and a normal person would just fight Rama one-on-one, keep the guy chained up. But Mad Dog, so cool and calmly collected, walks over slowly to the fucking gear
Crank.
thing, slowly cranks his brother down, lets him go. And it's like, dude, you're so fucking cool, man.
And I love the way that this one's set up too, because so Rama helps his brother get down, he unchains them, and they're kind of like standing close to each other. And Mad Dog just walks in between the two of them, and he uses his hand again, and he just like waves one to one side and waves the other one to the other side. So he's like in the middle of the both of them. And then he just fucking gets in his stance again.
And like, yeah, this whole fight scene is like 6, 7 minutes long. It's just like, I couldn't imagine. They must be so fucking tired after this.
I was thinking that too. The stamina these guys have.
Like, at the end, I think the brother is like down. Like, he's not dead, but he's down, and fucking Mad Dog is doing a stance and his hair's down, sweating everywhere. And I'm like, dude, you must be so fucking out of breath. Like, it's crazy.
Because like you watch boxers, right? And they'll do like a, what is it, 3 minute round in boxing. And they are so gassed after just one round. And these guys are like jumping through the air. They're fucking kicking, punching, throwing, like doing everything.
But yeah, the sick fight scene, I mean, like, Mad Dog getting thrown around into the fucking cabinets, and his fucking force. Like, there's one scene where he has Rama like pinned up against the wall, and he just holds him and fucking throws his left knee like four times, and like just the power in his knee. This guy's like 5'4", and like he would probably break three ribs just by doing that, right? It's crazy. But then like the craziest scene in this whole thing, there's like fucking the brother gets thrown up in like this light fixture and all these light bulbs break. There's like glasses on the floor, and the brother got like thrown in this fucking big cement block thing. So Rama's fighting him 1-on-1, and then like Mad Dog is beating the shit out of Rama, and I think it was the brother that first stabs him. Just comes up with a fucking shard of light bulb and stabs it in his fucking neck.
It's like a fluorescent light bulb too, so it's like a big long piece of it.
And then, fucking Mad Dog.
Keeps
Just
going. Like, what the fuck? Blood's fucking spurting out of his neck, and he doesn't slow down.
No, he doesn't, man.
Like, this would kill a normal human being.
And then eventually Rama's like, okay, fuck this, just grabs the fucking light tube and like cuts his neck, which
Drags it across the
I
stage.
don't think that would, I think the glass would break, to be honest, but
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
and then meanwhile this is happening, the sergeant makes it up to the boss and like starts bringing him down, and then he ends up fucking shooting the boss in the head because he was there just to basically kill him, right?
This whole mission was. He was sent on this mission to die, essentially. Because, what's his name? Tama. He pays police force, obviously, to leave him alone and whatnot. So they sent Wayu there to essentially just die.
'Cause he fucking shoots the Tama, and then the sergeant has a gun, fucking tries to kill himself, but fucking out of bullets. So Rama, his brother,
As
the
Boyo, Bowo.
Bowio, and the sergeant, they end up getting out of the building, and they're walking away, and then the brother's like, yeah, I'm not going with you. I'm staying. Ends up just walking back and they split ways.
And Rama has the like Wayu has him in cuffs, which I didn't quite understand why. Like, he's arresting him for some reason.
Well, because he's a sergeant, right? So he doesn't have a boss, right?
Well, he does, but there's someone higher up than him.
Well,
But I don't
I think
understand,
it's
like,
also
a.
wrong because he lied to his team, right? He brought all of them in, and it wasn't a real fucking, it wasn't proper, right?
That's true.
Anything else?
This movie, it's hard to remember everything that happens in it, but
I know, especially the fight scenes because there's so fucking so much. Yeah, that's the way the fists, knees, elbows, bullets fly.
Nice. All right, how did you rate this movie?
So immediately, like, I did want to give it like a 4.5 or 5, but sometimes you gotta like just kind of, sit back a minute, take your time, and not just rush to Letterboxd and fucking, oh yeah, 5 out of 5, man. So I give it a 4 out of 5. I do think this is one of the best action movies ever made. But just the story isn't like quite there. It's just basically a guy, it's like a video game, just fucking get up level by level, right? But like the choreography, the some of the shots in the in this were done really well, even for like one set, like in one apartment building. I thought it was done really well. I liked some of the characters, the look of it, the acting was pretty good. I mean, not much, just them fighting, but yeah. So, and the pacing is really done well as well, right? So, yeah. So 4 to 5. Is that what you?
I gave it a 4.5.
Okay.
So I said, what it lacks in solid plot and storylines, it more than makes up for in intense gun combat, amazing hand-to-hand fights, and nonstop action. So it's a action fan's wet dream, basically. Like from the first 5 minutes right to the last 5 minutes, it's fucking just balls to the walls action. And after I had read that article, I went back in the movie after I finished it to watch that scene where they like actually fought each other, like actually. And I was like going back, I'm going back, I'm going back. I'm like, where the fuck was this scene? And it was at like the halfway mark through the movie. And I was like, I could have swore this was like 15 minutes from the end of the movie. Cause like the pacing in this is just so fast. Like you don't realize how much of it you've watched because it's just like your eyes are glued to the fucking screen because it's constant action throughout the whole movie. But yeah, this has top five action movies for me now. Like it is so good. Like this, it might be my favorite martial arts movie.
And even on IMDb, like the first kind of like category of like movie is Gun Fu. So, John Wick took a lot from this movie, obviously, right?
Yeah, 4.5 out of 5 for me. This movie is
Nice.
like the only points I'm taking off is because it really does lack a story. Like there's no plot to it really whatsoever.
Nice.
All right, you guys know our score. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus: no frills and all thrills. The Raid Redemption is an inventive action film, expertly paced and edited for maximum entertainment. So, based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
I'm gonna say like 86.
87.
Ah, fucker.
87% on 175 ratings and at an average score of 7.6 out of 10. The audience score was also an 87%. I think that's a first. On 50,000 ratings and an average score of 4.1 out of 5, or an 8.2 out of 10.
Nice.
Very highly rated.
Letterboxd is very similar to our Rotten Tomatoes audience. It also has a 4.0. My friend's rating is a 4.1. I don't know if many people of my friends worth mentioning. John Brasher from I guess X Porcelain Peak,
Yeah.
4.5. Anthony, five stars. Whoa, okay. Screaming Cinema, 2.5.
Shit.
That's it.
Do they have a review? Screaming
No,
Cinema?
they don't know.
Maybe they're not action fans.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, teach their own.
Yep.
All right, it's time for our
Cunning stunts.
What did you give this for a stunt rating?
I mean, like, it's gotta be a 10, man. 10 out of 10. Just like the choreography, just the brutality of the fighting, like, seems so real, which, I mean, it was on a couple of the fights, right? And just I love they use some of the set pieces and just brutal, man. This looked very realistic.
It did, really did.
So, yeah, 10 out of
Nice.
10. Favorite stunt? I'm gonna go with the first hallway fight scene on floor 7.
Okay.
Just you finally get to see what Rama has been trained for. And you just like he takes out like fucking gotta be at least 20 guys that he's fighting on his own.
Oh, easily.
Like, not all at once, but like, it's still fucking impressive that he makes it all the way through there. Like, oh yeah, during the drug room scene, I think Rama is fighting with one of two guys at once, and he like turns the guy, and I think one of the cops like throws a fucking knife at one of the
Yeah,
guys. That was sick.
that's cool.
Forgot about that. But yeah, so. And stunt I would like to try. You know, I would love to try is the stunt where Rama tackles the guy through the window and then he falls like two or three stories. That'd be fun.
Be scary as shit, but it'd be fun, yeah.
Yeah, it would, yeah.
Nice.
About you?
I also gave the stunts a 10 out of 10. Just everything about these fight scenes is fucking perfection. We got guys that are up against fucking absolutely insurmountable odds. Then he got Mad Dog, who is like you mentioned, he's 5'4". He's taking on everybody. He doesn't give a shit. Just yeah, the fight choreography is insane. The fact that a lot of these guys did their own fights and their own stunts is just, it's crazy. My favorite stunt, I narrowed it down to two, because I had a whole list going. The fridge grenade, I thought that was just so genius. I loved it. And then the fight at the end with the two brothers and Mad Dog. I just, yeah, I couldn't take my eyes off the
I
screen.
mean, you can't go wrong, right? With any of those.
And stunt I would want to try, I said the hallway fight that you mentioned for your favorite stunt. Just the fact that he was able to do this and take all these guys out with just a knife and a police baton. I just, he took his badassery to the next level with this scene. I wish I could feel that cool just one time in my life. Oh, yeah. If you're an action fan and you haven't watched this movie, you have to watch it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. What is on the docket for our next episode?
All right. So there is a movie that I want to really do, but it's more of a newer movie, so I'm gonna save it because we gotta pay some respect to the oldies. So we're going to be talking about a movie that's in a genre that isn't really around anymore.
Okay.
That is the good old spaghetti western.
Fucking A. All right.
So we'll be talking about I'm kind of confused because this is apparently a trilogy. I think this is the first one maybe, but I don't know. So we can do this one or another one in that series. So we'll be talking about 1964's A Fistful of Dollars.
Fucking right. That's beauty. I love it.
I haven't seen that one. I've only seen The Good and the Bad and the Ugly from that trilogy, so
Yeah.
I'm excited to watch it.
Me too. These are ones that I've wanted to I've only watched The Good, Bad, and the Ugly too.
Okay.
But yeah, this is one that I've wanted to watch for a long, long time.
Nice. I did order the 4K yesterday,
Did
so
you?
yeah, said fuck it. Yeah, I'm excited. You know, it's a fucking living legend who's
Yeah.
still around today, and you know.
No, I agree. And it's I think it's gonna be fun to do a different type of action movie, 'cause like we've done like the high explosions and like the martial arts and all that shit, but yeah. Westerns gotta you gotta pay homage to them too.
Exactly, man. Yeah.
Sweet. I'm excited. It'll be fun. All right. In the meantime, if you guys want to check out some of our other episodes, we do have a decent little backlog going now. If you want to talk to us or just check out some stuff on social media, we are at the podcast on Fury Road on Instagram. And we also have a horror podcast called The Podcast on Elm Street. Go check that one out. We have a lot of fun episodes on there. Thank you for listening to this episode. Like I already mentioned, if you're an action fan and you haven't watched this movie, highly, highly recommended by both of us. It's a blast.
Yeah. Now go watch the second one.
Yeah, I might do that before our next episode.
Cool. All right,
All right.
guys. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
See you later.